This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 232 for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was in decline on Wednesday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, along with Malaysian palm oil, were both higher, while European rapeseed was lower. Crude oil was also lower despite optimism over rebounding Chinese demand and a report from the International Energy Agency predicting record demand in 2023. The Canadian dollar was down one-half of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract was down $5.20 per ton at $836.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in the red on Wednesday. Corn underwent a correction after the March corn contract hit its highest price since November on Tuesday. The Argentine corn crop is entering its critical period in development, with pollination reported at 17% due to drought, compared to 33% last year. Light rain is expected for corn-growing areas of the country this week, but not enough to reverse growing conditions. There is still slow demand for U.S. corn, as Chinese corn imports in 2022 were reportedly down 27% from the previous year at 20.6 million tons. The March corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.81. On Tuesday, the March soybean contract reached its highest price since June, but it also underwent a correction. Raw projections for Argentina's soybean crop keep getting cut. Brazil is slated for a record crop. Chinese Dalian soybean futures traded at near seven-month highs earlier this week. South Korea is looking for 19,000 tons of non-GMO food-quality soybeans, while the Philippines are searching for 45,000 tons of soy meal. The March soybean contract was down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.25. Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that holding wheat stocks domestically would be more beneficial than generating export revenue, raising signs that the country may implement an export quota. Russia is currently the most affordable origin. Reports from Australia suggest that the worst fears over the quality of its record wheat crop will not be realized. Precipitation is in the forecast over the next 2 weeks in the U.S. Southern Plains, but it may not improve conditions for the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.43. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.42. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $9. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.